It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just had Dan Orlovsky on, and a lot of really good stuff there, I think. I think you can count him in the camp of people who do not expect Deshaun Watson to be Deshaun Watson that he was in Houston ever again.
Mm.
And here's the thing. I understand, like, I totally understand why people think that. But I know there's some wiggle room here. I think this year probably determines whether I agree with that or not. Like, I still am holding out hope that Deshaun can find it and we get to see something that is that makes that trade worth it, quite frankly.
What would that be? Like, what's the bare minimum that you have to see?
I mean, 4,500 yards passing, 17 games started.
That's the minimum?
No, I said...
You're asking a lot for 17 games.
15 games, healthy. Healthy down the stretch, 4,000 yards passing, 30 passing touchdowns, and probably another 5 on the ground. You do that, the Browns are going to be just fine. How about you? What's the bare minimum?
Well, 15 games is the number of games started I think you have to have.
How do we settle on 15? That we both kind of just pulled that number from the ether. Is it because it's...
I don't know. We decided on this like weeks ago.
I know. I don't remember the methodology behind it.
But it sounds like a good number.
I think we just took 17 games, subtracted 2, and went, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, I think that's fairly accurate.
Yeah. All right. And? I'm not doing the yes and.
No end
15
in?
15 games. No end in. 15 games and?
No end in. So I would say, 4,500 yards is a lot of yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd probably lower that to 4,000.
Oh, I did. I did. Once we got to 15 games, I took 500.
Oh, you did? Okay. I didn't hear you say 4,000. So, yeah, I think 4,000. And
give me total tutties.
Total tutties? Like rushing and throwing?
Give them all. Yeah. I divvied them up 30 and 5. Don't do that. Just total tutties.
30.
Yeah, I think 30 tutties, 4,000 yards passing. I'm going to assume another couple hundred on the ground.
Oh, at least. I mean, I think that if he doesn't have somewhere between 300 and 600 yards rushing, it'd be disappointing.
That'll be interesting. So, in the offense that Deshaun played in Houston, Deshaun moved around a lot, but there weren't a lot of designed runs. The runs that happened were Deshaun saw an opportunity and picked up chunk yardage. Last year, you actually did have some more designed runs. As a matter of fact, you could make a case that the designed runs were hand-in-hand with Deshaun getting hurt. And Deshaun's inability to slide. I hope he's changed that. Remember when we talked to Deshaun last year after the first injury? We're like, hey, you think maybe you're going to slide differently? He's like, nah, this is who I am as a player. I don't want to change that. I wonder if he feels differently about that. It's okay. You can slide. You can slide without making Eli Manning business decisions and all of us thinking you're a wuss. But no, I think it's a very fair place to set the expectations. So great set with Dan Orlovsky. Now, everybody has a price. And I think it needs to be stated that you can say you don't have a price. That's fine. Doesn't mean it's not the truth. Keith, over the weekend, was with friends. They were kind of on a vacation. Keith doesn't get to take vacation because he's like the man. And he has to, like, he's the glue that holds us all together. But they went away for a little weekend here as Keith has been very cynical about the end of summer. And so to cap off the end of summer, Keith and his family, they all took like a big family vacation. I'm really kind of drawing this out. The point is, while they're out hanging out at a lake house, Keith? Good God, I'm doing
it. No, we're actually at a bar.
Oh, yeah, at a
bar. Keith tell the story? Or?
Yeah, I can just tell it real quick.
Because you're not doing a great job here.
Well, no, I'm doing a great job. I'm adding too much detail. Yes, I'm killing time.
Okay, Bat walks into a bar.
Keith, your buddy walks into a bar bathroom.
So we were all group of us were in a bar. My buddy walks out of the bathroom and he says, man, there was $7 laying on the ground. He said, it has to be a test, right? You don't pick that up. I said, absolutely. I'm not picking it up for $7. I said, but I bet you I know some people that would. Mm. And so I brought it up to you guys. And lo and behold, Nick told us that maybe you would.
Actually, can we start here? I think $7 is enough for me to inspect this further.
By the way, this is not just a regular floor. Like I said, it's a restroom floor.
Yeah.
In a bar. Any amount of things that could be on those dollar bills.
Yep. But so you don't even you don't even flip it over your foot. You don't do the toe tap.
No.
You're not like, well, let's see if we can kick that dollar over, see if there's anything.
If you can clearly see that it's $7, then I don't need to touch it.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know. Like, the whole point of don't pick up that $7 is maybe it's a poo dollar, as some people know. Maybe,
yeah, I'm not falling for that.
Maybe.
Not for $7.
Well, okay, but you're so restrictive in the way you think about things. Tip of your fingers. Just the tip of your fingers. You go over, you just flip it over, you see if there's anything on there. Again, you've got the tip.
You think it's disgusting for us to smell brand new shoes, and you would touch, like, I get if it's a $100 bill. I get it.
Okay, $7 is $7. Maybe even I don't know where you grew up,
50.
Crawford County, but $7 is $7. And is $7 enough for me to go over and do a little bit of inspecting? Of course. I'm not saying definitively. You know what? I probably am saying definitively that I would pick up the $7 on the bathroom floor.
We know you, Nick.
But
you
I would do so gingerly. I would do so in a very athletically graceful maneuver that if there was any substance on there, that I figure that out. I find that out before it gets all over me. And here's the thing. If it's just number one, that dries. Seriously. $7 and all I have to wait is 30 minutes in like a baggie for it to dry out. Maybe take it home, put it in a baggie, take it home. Maybe then you dry it out like you would if you just found money on the beach. What's the difference? Because I'm not going to keep it in my wallet. I'm not going to keep a poo dollar in my wallet.
I'm not touching the poo dollar, man.
Well, that's the assumption is there's poo on it. I think that's 9 times out of 10, I don't think you're getting poo on the ground.
Here's the thing, man. If you're out at a bar and like you're hanging out with your buddies and you're going into kind of a gross bathroom, like bathrooms at bars just aren't nice.
See,
it's impossible to keep them nice because you've got guys that are drinking heavily and have to go to the bathroom every 2 seconds and go in there and it's just, you know. Urine everywhere?
Everywhere. That's hyperbole.
I don't know,
There's a lot around the basins. If there's a 10-foot walk out of there, it's not. There's not dribble.
Everybody's
got to
walk around that bathroom, Nick.
So?
Everyone has stepped in that urine.
Okay. But are we talking about it was directly in it, or it was directly
I don't think it really
where?
Matters.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Your shoes are going to be stepping in it. And
the
then,
shoes that you sniff, no less.
I will not sniff them after I wear them for more than a day.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you say now. So what's the number?
For how much you pick up?
Because honestly, $7.
There's no number because if it were
lies.
What?
It's lies. Everybody has a number. If it was a $1,000 bill, you're not.
No. Dude, okay. First off, there's not a $1,000 bill, number one. Number two.
What about a $10,000 bill?
I think they do. No, there is something they make that's rare.
Yep.
Is it $500 bill?
No, $10,000 bill, I think. I'm talking on my ass.
Okay, I'm not sure.
So, okay, let's say hypothetically there's the mythical $10,000 bill. You're not doing a little inspecting there?
I mean, if that much money was left on the ground, I kind of feel like I should do something about it, like not take it.
Mm.
And also, can I say this, guys? I think there's a difference between finding it on a sidewalk where no one's around,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like you're in a bathroom and people are coming in and out and someone may come back in looking. I don't know.
Money's money, dog.
I feel you.
I mean, I actually feel like, okay, if we're going to be noble about it, picking up the $7.
I don't know that I'm being noble. I'm just, I don't know.
I think you're kind of high-roading us, honestly.
I'm not trying to.
I mean, I believe you're genuine, but you are high-roading us.
Like, I've seen a $20 bill on the ground before, and I've not picked it up. It's been in the bathroom, actually.
All right, let's play reverse on you, Nick. You said, what's the number for us, like, that we would even inspect to pick it up?
I think we've already started. What's, the number seven is a very respectable.
Well,
$7
that was
very respectable.
That was you. I didn't say that. I said, what's the low end? Are you picking up 2-1 sitting there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, is that $2 more than I would have had previously? By the way, who says I don't pick up the $2 and go put them as the tip?
Hey, are you a coin guy? You picking up coins?
Oh, I pick up coins all quarters? The time. Yeah, yeah.
You addicted to coins?
Is that a coin thing?
Here's a coin for you.
Oh, nice.
You want a coin?
Yeah. Are you really going to throw it right at my face?
Am I really going to? Of course I'm going to throw it.
You pick up coins like all the time when you walk in. Like if you walk down the sidewalk and you see like a dime, you're picking it up.
I see a penny, I'm picking it up.
You see a penny, you're picking it up?
That's one more penny. Dude, if you see a penny,
there's nothing against me to pick up a penny.
If you found a penny every day, that'd be a 365.
Well, you
kind of
got to go searching for them. You don't just go out there and looking around for them every day.
I make sure to look on the floor. You never know.
You know the certain side to pick up though, right?
If it's the face up,
heads up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't pick them up if it's tails.
Yes, I do. 100%.
Okay.
That's a cent.
Okay.
That's a 1 cent. That's
bad luck.
If I get 1 cent every day, that's 365 cents at the end of the year.
That's $3.
$3. Yeah, round up $4 basically.
You know what I do?
And then you do that for 10 years. You got $36 on your hand. Actually, $37.
Wow. You investing
on
that
hand.
Money too, there, Nick?
I actually have a piggy bank. That I have, any of the disparate change that I find, it goes right there.
Sometimes I'll just leave pennies for people with the heads up. Just to give them a good life.
Is that a have a good day?
Yeah, it's like a have a good day. It's like I hope I brighten someone's day.
And you do, because then I go and see I go pick it up.
Pennies are such a useless form of currency.
At 365, we'll buy another bottle of ranch.
I'm always looking for a new market inefficiency. I want everyone down on pennies. Just chuck them on the floor. I'll chuck them on the floor.
Someone said, I think it costs more to make the penny than the penny's worth.
And you just need to get rid of them.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on.
No. I think pennies have a place, and that place is in my piggy bank. Jack CLE512 saying, if you're not taking the $7, better not be using your phone in the John either, unless they're washing after every use. That's a good point.
Our phones are absolutely filthy.
Yeah, you use your phone in the turlet. So what you got? How's that any different than picking up $7?
I don't know, because it's my phone.
Well, yeah, but you know it's not just your germs on that phone.
Does he,
right?
Like,
I'm not
rub
really
his hand
a germaphobe.
On the toilet?
I'm more so about, like, I don't want to take someone's money.
You high-road us here. You're just high-roading us on this topic. 216-474-0092. Dustin, I believe you in your heart of hearts that you believe what you're saying, but everybody does have a number.
I mean, if I found, like, a book bag on a deserted island of you know.
That's actually the worst one to pick up.
Really?
Yeah, that belongs to El
Pablo?
Guapo or Pablo? Pablo or, yeah.
Some sort of Pablo.
Who is the El Guapo? That was the worst. That's from Three Amigos. Who was the fugitive drug dealer?
El Chapo?
Yes.
Would you say El Guapo?
El Guapo. Which is 100% from Three Amigos.
Never seen it.
That was a great pull by me. Great pull. All right. What is the minimum number of dollars that you have to find on a bathroom floor with no one around for you to pick it up? I think seven sounds like a really good $7 will buy you lunch at some establishments. I think $7, yeah. $5 bill. Honestly, 2 ones. Find me a penny. Pennies are a little more. Cause pennies. You know what? Give me a penny.
Okay. Can I also set up the scenario?
You may.
All right. You're in the bathroom.
Uh huh.
I don't know why. I'm just picturing a certain bathroom. You're picturing a certain bathroom too.
Why are you picturing?
No, there's a certain bathroom that we go to in Cleveland.
What are we talking about now, dog?
All right. Never mind. Maybe it's just me. Anyway,
is this?
There's multiple dudes in the bathroom. Okay.
Oh.
And a guy in a tuxedo to give you a towel.
Okay. Is there a safe word involved?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are these?
Is that where you leave your pennies?
No.
What are these men doing?
I'm basically just setting up a trip to like Christie's Cabaret or something.
Okay.
And you're in the John, and there's multiple people in there, and you got the guy, you know, giving you the mints and trying to get some money off you. I mean, I guess you can pick up the $7 off the floor and put it in his tip jar.
Yeah, that guy's not going to turn down $7.
No chance.
He's giving you the mints.
Get an extra spritz of cologne with that too.
What is the
jupe?
What is the minimum amount of money,
Calvin Klein?
That you pick up?
Man, I could go for some cool water. That's worth a couple bucks.
I know I set up this segment very poorly. You set up your hypothetical way worse than I set up this segment. A lot of feedback on the amount of money that people would need. The exact amount. I saw $50. I saw $100.
I think those are lies, by the way.
I agree with you 100%. Listen, you could be Jeff Bezos. You see 10 bucks sitting on the ground, and you're like, it's 10 bucks. And if you're at a bar, you can just go up and be like, hey, I dropped this in the bathroom. Can you get me like a grocery baggie or something like that to put in? Then you've protected yourself from germs. You put it in your pocket. Whammo blammo, you got yourself 10 bucks right there, friend.
Don't you think, though, let's be fair. Not many people are going to pick up that money if there are other people around.
Depends if you know the other people.
Actually, that's a really good point, Dustin.
I don't think you're going to pick it up around strangers.
The shame principle is real in this case. I have no shame. I think we've made that very clear. As a matter of fact, Sheldon on Twitter saying, you're truly disgusting, and I'm being generous. Please talk sports. So we got Sheldon, who is not only calling me disgusting, but wants to talk sports. So now, we will never talk sports again on this show. It's only going to be risky propositions like this. I bet you Sheldon's a $5 guy too. He's gonna call you right now. The more you judge somebody for something, this is a true principle. The people who judge people for cheating are the harshest, are often the cheaters themselves. It is the overcompensation factor. It's a long-winded way of saying Sheldon's probably more disgusting than I am. That's a real thing. $5. Multiple $1 bills. That's where we are.
A $5 I'd maybe pick up if it were not like near the toilet and no one's around.
Look at that, but not $7.
First off, how do you know it was $7? Was it crumpled up?
Yeah, they could clearly see. I didn't go in there, but I guess he could clearly see like the $5 and the two ones sticking out.
Very observant.
So what you're saying is he debated it.
Well, maybe somebody like took it out of their pocket and was like counting. They had just gotten change from the bar or whatever, and just like it dropped out of the.
But for your friend to know it was $7, he did at the very least he investigated.
He might have kicked it with his foot. I don't know. Yeah. He didn't say.
There was an investigation there. Now, did you see the $7?
No, I did not.
He took the $7. Nah, he took the $7. I think.
Normally I would say yes. A lot of my buddies, I would say yes. This person individually, no, I don't think so.
So we'll continue to take your reaction on that. So it was interesting when we talked with Dan Orlovsky we started to set the scene for training camp and talking about Deshaun Watson. When I asked him the question about, are you part of the camp that thinks Deshaun will never be Houston Deshaun again, that we've seen the best of Deshaun? And he had said that yes, he still thinks Deshaun can be good, but Houston good was such a high level, enough time has transpired that he just doesn't think that that's going to happen. I want to use the Lamar Jackson principle on this one. Going into last year, Lamar had gotten paid. Everyone was having the conversation, are the Ravens going to immediately regret it? Lamar was the MVP this year, and everybody's back to Lamar is a consensus top five quarterback. If Deshaun goes out there, we set our expectations, 15 games, 4,000 yards passing, 30 total touchdowns. But let's say Deshaun goes out there this year and just over the top, let's say 17 games played, 4,500 yards passing, 40 touchdowns. Is 1 year enough to silence every single doubt you have about Deshaun?
Yes.
Because I actually think that we should be, like, we had Rob Long of the Fan in Baltimore yesterday, and he had said that he feels like he's the only person talking about the health issues with Lamar, because quite frankly, one season isn't enough to silence all the health issues or health concerns when the three previous years were dictated, and certainly his level of play was brought down significantly because of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So I think listen, consensus, yeah. I think if Deshaun has a top five quarterback season, or if he has a Mahomesian season, I do think the consensus is going to be Deshaun's back, case closed, we're on. And by the way, it's going to afford for a very fun offseason in Cleveland, because we won't have to tiptoe around the Deshaun conversation anymore. Everyone be on the bandwagon and be good. But I still think we should be saying, all right, we got one healthy season, now let's see it a second time. Because I think that's the same thing we should be saying about either Joe Burrow or Lamar now.
Yeah. I mean, Burrow's interesting because the dude went to a Super Bowl already. I mean, do you think Burrow? What do Bengals fans think about Burrow right now? Like, they feel like they've got their Tom Brady?
I think that they are in full denial that injuries can be a thing. I think Bengals fans get very agitated when you even bring up the injuries, saying that they're fluke injuries, that they're not chronic injuries. And I think that's exactly what I would say, too, if I was scared crapless, that my franchise quarterback, and that is what Joe is, has a chance to become the next Andrew Luck.
I think he is the chance to become the next Andrew Luck and then some.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about from the injury side of things.
Yeah, like that good of a player.
And it would be, I'll be honest, well, no, I think Joe's already a better player than Andrew was.
Like, oh, yeah.
I think Joe has already surpassed. Andrew is really, really good, but you could see that there was, whether it was interceptions, a couple other things, Andrew could have gotten a lot better than he even was if he could just stay healthy. But I think there are eerie similarities between how the Colts neglected fixing that offensive line. And literally, that offensive line aging and guys retiring and not doing a good job replacing them is what shortened Peyton Manning's stint in Indy too.
Oh, yeah.
And what caused the neck injury, because the dude got the living crap kicked out of him. And then it was like 4 years before they seriously addressed fixing the entirety of the offensive line. I don't see any difference in what Cincinnati's done in front of Joe. Like, this might be the best offensive line they've had. I still don't know it's even top 16. Orlando Brown is good. I know he's an elite right tackle. I think he's a really good left tackle. That's far and away their best offensive lineman. So any Bengals fan telling you that they're not afraid of Joe Burrow's injury history is either lying or just, quite frankly, burying their head in the sand.
Mm-hmm. So back to Deshaun.
I think we're all very aware. It's impossible to bury your head in the sand with Deshaun. But I do think one season will be right where they were. One season of elite. I'm talking about the best Deshaun. If he's really good, then we go into next season saying, all right, can he be better than really good? You know, outside of winning a Super Bowl, there's really
people
nothing.
People will be able to take a deep breath and sort of like relax this offseason if Deshaun shows any signs of the player we thought we were getting.
Yes, but I think the only way every question is answered is either he's elite and or you win a Super Bowl. But still, if you try, I want you to remember this when we're talking next March. If Deshaun plays 17 games, plays as well as he's played since Houston, even if it's not a 5,000-yard season, you try and bring up, all right, that's one healthy season. Do we just assume? And people are going to get pissed. Because we're going to feel like we cleared the bar. That's what we want. We want to clear the bar where we don't have to worry about this, where we can go back to worrying about who's going to be the left tackle. And much like the Buffalo Bills on any given year have to worry about anything but Josh Allen. Because then you can have hubris about your team. Then you can just talk smack endlessly and Super Bowl, Super Browns it until you're blue in the face. I almost said orange in the face. Radu saying $5. Chuck 216 saying it really depends on how much I've been drinking, which is he said $10 sober, probably $1 drunk. The sober to drunk thing could really take this thing to the next level as well. Can one season make Deshaun Watson a consensus top five quarterback again and have you not worrying about his health going into 2025?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.